This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a third road fatality in 3 days. The Entertainment Association calls on authorities to address the high airfare costs. Prime Minister urges supporters of the ruling BLP to stay the course as she defends the administration's stewardship of the country. The BWU expresses commitment to ensure health and safety procedures are operational in the workplace, and the U.S. is hopeful Hamas will accept Israel's new ceasefire offer. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin, and details to the news just ahead. Barbados has recorded its third road fatality and second hit and run in 3 days. The deceased has been identified as 75-year-old Ainsley Bradshaw of King's Court, Lodge Road, Christchurch, who is the victim in the sixth fatal road traffic collision of 2024. The police say officers from the Oystons station were summoned to the scene of a road traffic collision which occurred at Lodge Road, Christchurch, around 9:15 last night. It involved a pedestrian who was struck by a motor vehicle while he was walking along Lodge Road. The vehicle fled the scene and the driver and vehicle are unknown at this stage. The pedestrian was pronounced dead at the scene by a medical doctor. Police are appealing to the public for information about the vehicle and the driver involved. This follows another hit and run in the early hours of Saturday morning in which a pedestrian was struck and killed at Long Bay Main Road in St. Philip. Meantime, just past midnight yesterday, a passenger in a car died when he was thrown from a vehicle that ran off the road and crashed at Balls Road, Christchurch Junction, and that's the ABC Highway. President of the Entertainment Association of Barbados, Rudy Maloney, is taking issue with the high cost of flights to Barbados ahead of major events for the next few months. Mr. Maloney says patrons continue to voice concern regarding the cost of airfare for attending these events. He's calling on the relevant authorities to do something about it.
The price of the ticket are really high, especially to come to Barbados, and even like that, you know, I don't know who it is, if it's the BTMI, if it's the airlines or what, but I'd like someone to address that you have more visitors coming into the island. There were hotel concerns before, but I think that has been addressed, though. There are a lot of Airbnbs and things around our hotels, so I don't think that we have problems with people coming to Barbados to stay, but coming into Barbados was always our biggest challenge.
Mr. Maloney reports a successful and safe weekend following two major events.
It was a very successful weekend. There were two major events on Sunday. Both were well attended. There were lots of people visited the island, so that's what makes it really good. The major event producers in Barbados know what they have to do, and they put things in place security-wise and otherwise for the event. So that is never a challenge when it comes to the persons who usually put on major events in Barbados.
President of the Entertainment Association of Barbados, Rudy Maloney. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has urged Barbadians to stay the course as she defended her government's stewardship of the country since taking up office. Addressing supporters at the party's Heroes Day celebrations at Barclays Park in St. Andrew, Ms. Motley said past and present heroes have made significant sacrifices toward the development of Barbados. She stressed that her administration has achieved much with the little resources at their disposal.
That everything may not be all that we want, but when we look at the rest of the world, and when we look at what we have been able to do with little, when we look at the fact that we have been able still to remember to give 3 wage increases in 6 years, when the last government gave you 1 in 10, when we look and see what we are doing to be able to make sure that we bring our services back together. But my friends, ours is not about boasting. Ours is about staying the course. And I remind you of the achievements, not because we want to boast, but because you must remember that what you put in, you get out.
She also urged supporters to strive for excellence.
The message that I want today is to the family of the Labour Party, more than anything else, to the family, because you will get out what you want, what you put in. And when you work for something, you will get back your reward. And that is a simple message, because that was the example of so many of our heroes. And the other example of Rihanna and Sir Garfield Sobers, who are our two living heroes, is that there must be a commitment to excellence.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The Barbados Workers Union, BWU, wants to see improvement in health and safety procedures across workplaces in the country. The General Secretary of the BWU, Tony Moore, revealed this following a recently concluded health and safety conference. Ms. Moore stated that the union is placing heavy emphasis on this as one of the fundamental rights of employees in the workplace.
We have committed, even as we have signed on to Mission Barbados, which has safety and health as an express objective. Barbados Workers Union sees its contribution to that mission in ensuring that our workplaces have functioning health and safety committees. Why? Because health and safety cannot be a subject for negotiation. It has to be one where management and workers at the enterprise level take responsibility for ensuring their own health and each other's health.
General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Tony Moore. The Cleanup Barbados project organizers want tougher penalties for people who dump rubbish at illegal sites. Project manager of Cleanup Barbados, Anne Harding, says volunteers collected 47,000 pounds of rubbish in Barbados last year. As the team gears up for another Cleanup Barbados campaign on June 8th, Ms. Harding expressed her concern about the increase in garbage over the years.
Well, I personally wouldn't want to see anybody in jail, but I would like to see them clean up. If they're a person who's been dumping in the gully where our drinking water has been collected, I would like to see them do some of the clean. I mean, these volunteers go out there and do it on their Saturday morning. They get up early out of bed and go and clean up these things. And so many people donate so much heavy equipment and everything to pull it back out of the gullies. It's not so easy to pull it back out. It seems to be easy just to push it off a truck into the gully, but it's not so easy to get it back out of the gully. And these people go and do that. And to think that the quote-unquote punishment for being caught dumping is only that you have to go and clean it up, it's a bit of a slap in the face to the people who go and volunteer.
Ms. Harding says they've seen a reduction in plastic bottles.
One thing is good, though. The Returnable Containers Act means that we don't see PET bottles. Like, we used to see a lot of plastic in the environment, and now we see very little plastic. We don't even try to involve the recyclers, bees, to come around with a truck and pick up from locations, because you just don't find things that you can recycle. They get recycled already. People go and clean them to make the money off the returnables. That's an example of how a policy has really worked.
Project Manager of Cleanup Barbados, Anne Harding. The Ministry of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment is pleased with the progress of its Youth Support Hotline. The hotline was launched in July last year amid a spate of suicides among young people. Youth Minister Charles Griffith, however, believes there's room for greater promotion of the support service.
The ministry's hotline is definitely up and running. Today, I am satisfied that it is serving the purpose that we intended it to, and that is to provide an opportunity for youngsters who are going through stressful situations or individuals that are aware of youngsters in situations that they may not be able to handle to call and have quality assistance readily available for them. What we need to do is to probably push the promotion of the hotline a little more. We have been doing that via the socials, but there's always a need to enhance the promotion of it, because a lot of our young people are still being hit by some stresses that are not made of their own.
Minister of Youth, Sport and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith. And finally, the U.S. Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, is awaiting a response from Hamas on a ceasefire offer for a Gaza truce and hostage release deal. Mr. Blinken was speaking as a Hamas delegation discussed the new proposal with mediators from Egypt and Qatar. The proposal includes a 40-day truce in return for the release of hostages and the prospect of displaced families being allowed back to northern Gaza. It reportedly also involves new wording on restoring calm meant to satisfy Hamas' demand for a permanent ceasefire. Recapping the headlines. Third road fatality in 3 days. The Entertainment Association calls on authorities to address high airfare costs. The Prime Minister urges supporters of the BLP to stay the course as she defended her administration's stewardship of the country. The BWU expressed commitment to ensuring health and safety procedures are operational in the workplace, and U.S. hopeful Hamas will accept Israel's new ceasefire offer. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.